Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Launching a product in the highly competitive food industry is difficult at the best of times, but try doing that during COVID and it's made all the harder. Lockdown meant limited ways to get people to test the product, and then of course there's the logistics of actually getting it onto the shelves. Our reporter Brian O'Connell has been meeting some food companies and entrepreneurs and has some positive stories to tell of new Irish products and businesses launched during lockdown. What did you find, Brian?
Morning, Philip. How are you? Well, it has, as you said, been a very difficult 18 months for the food industry, I suppose, for anyone within that industry trying to launch new products, as you said. So if you can imagine, you're launching a food product, you don't have an opportunity for tasting. No way really at certain times over the last 18 months to meet retailers or customers. You can't have a product launch. It's been a huge challenge. So what I did is I took myself off to Wexford to meet Fiona and Malcolm Faulkner. It's a great story behind their business. A couple of years ago, Philip, they were living the life in London. Fiona worked as a filmmaker. Malcolm was a product design engineer. Then they undertook this major life change. They bought a 5-acre holding in North Wexford, and by accident they had set up a company called Wildabout. They won the Supreme Champion Award at the Blossom Heron Awards for their So Slow Jelly. So it's essentially a fruit conserve made from wild slow berries that they had growing on their hedges. And then during lockdown they launched a new drink made from nettles, which I was fascinated about. So here's Fiona Faulkner telling me the backstory, and then before I tasted the nettle drink, of course, I had to try the slow jelly.
So this is our So Slow Jelly, which is made from slow berries and has just won gold at Bloss.
And grown here, all the ingredients?
Yeah, no, picked from the hedges. You can see the hedges out there. Now, there won't be any on them because we've absolutely fleeced the farm since we won. And I'm currently fleecing neighbours' farms.
So it's absolutely delicious.
Well, slows are wild. What we have in our hedgerows, and this is kind of where Wildabout comes from, the whole core of it, is wild native ingredients. I'm a Dublin girl. I, you know, went to London. I worked in television. I didn't have muck under my nails till I was in my 40s. So when we moved here and sort of set up the farm, I started looking at the wild native berries, and I really wasn't familiar with them at all. And as I looked into them, particularly with clinical trials and stuff like that, because of my factual background, it blew my mind. Nettles is our big crop. Nettles are absolutely my favourite product because of their medicinal properties. But they were seen as, you couldn't be seen to eat nettles because it was a sign of poverty. It's something that's like a hangover from the famine. But actually, they're incredible.
So during lockdown, most people, or people like myself, might have tried to throw a few potatoes in the ground or maybe badly baked banana bread. Now you went a step further and decided to launch a product.
Well, we have been working with nettles for the last 8 years. As I say, it's our main crop. I'll show you later, we grow them in polytunnels outside. And we've been making a nettle syrup and a raw nettle pesto for about 8 years. We sell them at farmers' markets, and then we went into super value through the Food Academy. So we brought it that next step further. We carbonated. So it's a ready-made drink to go. It's actually really nice. It's like we almost called it nettle secco.
Nettle secco, there you go, Philip. So the nettle season, she was telling me, begins in around February or March, and they were ready to launch on St. Patrick's Day, and then of course COVID intervened. But they managed, and it's grown to such an extent they're now looking to export to the German market. So how do you launch a product during lockdown? We had a chat about that.
Our market stall has been the beating heart of our business since we started, and there's nothing like it. Unfortunately, because I'm immune compromised, that has taken me out of the market scene for the last 2 years. But we did bloom. And we tasted it at the market. So we had really good feedback in order to go, okay, well, press the button on this. This is one we really can scale and go on. And actually, since then, we've developed a second flavour, which is fennel. Again, something that's not very usual in the market. We did the Grow with Aldi programme last year, and it went out on a cold drop nationally for 2 weeks, so everyone can try it.
Give me a taste of the nettle drink.
It's really refreshing. If you have a bad thirst, if you have a thirst on you, this will sort you out.
It's very nice.
You can't mistake it for any other flavour because
I've never tasted nettle. I've never had a nettle near my mouth, but I would say to you, that's nettle.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
Because there's nothing else in there. That's nettle sugar water carbonated.
What would make it easier for a business like yourself operating in Ireland? You know, are there things that make it quite difficult? Are there efficiencies you'd like to see in terms of red tape and all of that?
Distribution is difficult. I mean, when you're small, you don't have much margin. When you make by hand, you don't have much margin. When you also grow it, you've even less margin. So distribution is difficult. So that's why we do our own. I think it would be really good to have more cohesion with small producers. There's kind of county cohesion, but there isn't a national cohesion.
What does nettle taste like? Is it sour? Is it bitter? Is it acidic?
It's a little bit acidic, actually, but it was sweet as well. It was really refreshing. It kind of surprised me. I thought it was quite nice. Okay. They have a fennel drink as well, which is nice as well. It's nice for someone like me who doesn't drink alcohol. You know, it's a good alternative. Well,
fair play to Fiona Falconer. I too have been growing nettles in my greenhouse for many years. I've just never succeeded in monetizing it. So where do you want to take us next?
Well, next, a great homegrown story again. This is the company Homespun. They produce a range of quinoa crunch granola, and it was founded by Erica Sheehan 5 years ago. Now, they launched a new product, a chicory root syrup, and that was launched during COVID. Probably the best way to describe this one, Philip, it's a honey or a maple syrup supplement. It has much less sugar, so very suitable for diabetics. They actually have a recipe for a chicory root margarita I thought you'd be interested in. So Erica told me what it was like to bring that product to market.
From the beginning of starting the business and introducing the quinoa granolas, tastings were really, really key. Food is very much a sensory experience. People like to taste it.
Now, I'm just putting my hand in a box here. I am taking out your product. This is the latest product launched during lockdown, the chicory root syrup. So before I taste this, I've got a spoon in my hand. Tell me how you came upon the idea.
Well, I actually completely stumbled on chicory root syrup. I was looking for ways to introduce tasty new snack products with less sugar, or with natural sugars. And chicory root syrup was something that kind of just basically I stumbled on.
It's lovely. It's much more syrupy than honey, if that makes sense.
Yes, we simplify it, I suppose, by calling it a low-sugar vegan alternative to honey or maple syrup.
It must have been a completely different type of product launch for you.
Obviously, without the food festivals and tastings, you know, it was a whole different scenario. I suppose we had to connect with consumers and arouse interest in a completely different way. And yeah, it's really been about getting the message across digitally and inspiring people about all the ways that you can use it. Recipe reels have become important, doing recipes on Instagram. People want short snippets of entertainment, and recipe reels are really, really popular now. Like, we had one recipe reel that like 11,000 people looked at. So they can be really, really effective. Certainly it's shown me what we can achieve using more of a high tech rather than, somebody put it recently, a high touch approach.
So that's Erica Sheehan talking about the chicory root syrup. Now, Erica talked about a number of things that's happening in the space. Lots of people collaborating more. Obviously, a big push into digital and online sales. I just met one last person, and that was Tom Flavin, who's a chef in Limerick. And he had to pivot, using that word. And he set up a new food consultancy business, which advises businesses on how to get off the ground, how to improve things, how to launch a product. So he told me a little bit about his journey, Philip, and about what he sees now in the market.
During lockdown, what happened was we were kind of confined to our houses and we spent a lot more time with our families, and I realized that they're the important things in your life and you need to make the most of them while you're here. So I decided to give up my well-paid job as executive chef in the Strand for the past 14 years and started my own business as a food consultant.
Is it a good time, do you think, to start a new food initiative?
I think that the market is open to a massive change, that people have realized, I suppose, the values of life and the values of food and the values of local suppliers. And it's fantastic for local produce and local producers. Everybody has the buzzword local. And it's all about collaboration on working with other people and other businesses. Like, in the past 2 months, I have connected so many other businesses, you know, a food producer, like two food producers working together, using up their byproducts to create another product, like the Limerick sausage, Attie Flynn Estate apples and Garrett's sausages kind of merged together. I was working with both of them, and now there's a Limerick sausage. You know, it's beautiful. And things like this are going to be popping up all over the country. I think it's brilliant. When you do sit back and look at it from a different perspective, you realize that okay, they might be your competitors in your restaurant next door, but they're also, if you work together, you can make the area as a whole, make more noise about it and make it stand out.
What's your advice to anyone who might have either a food product or a food business idea?
For food businesses, I think if you have a product, go to your local enterprise office. They've been fantastic for me, for my startup business. Go to restaurants, go directly to the chefs, you know, assess the risk factor and go for it.
Tom Flavin talking to Brian O'Connell, and I tasted the chicory root syrup at just 9 calories in a 5-gram teaspoon. It really is a very, very acceptable alternative to honey or to golden syrup.